Let's break out of the bubble and see what's happening out there in pop culture. It's Swiper Stay on Daybreak.
If you have never listened to Swiper Stay, here's how it goes. I'm going to read some vague pop culture headlines. Now, usually it's Brian and Jamie that have to decide whether to stay or swipe to the next one. But we let Parker have just a little bit more control here.
He does get a little full of himself on days when Jamie's not
here. He does.
Well, there's more room here.
Yes. Well, I'll reel him in if need be. But
all right.
So Parker and Brian both get to decide whether they want to stay and hear more about the story or
swipe
onto
the next
one. I will break the tie.
Oh, and I wonder what will happen when you have to break a tie, Frank.
Or we can even make this more fun. If you're on the live stream and you hear me read a headline, I will let you vote.
Ooh.
And if these two can't decide and we have a bunch of votes one way or the other on the live stream or over text, I will pick that.
Sounds good.
Well,
all right. Let's move on to story. Number one, NBA star files for restraining order.
Ooh. Get some psycho. I'm going to stay. We'll start it off with a stay.
Yeah, I'll stay on that.
Charlotte Hornets star Miles Bridges was granted a restraining order against his ex Michelle Johnson. So this comes after Miles made a claim in court saying his ex abandoned their four kids with a nanny, drove to the Spectrum Center while intoxicated, rented a room at a nearby hotel, stationed an accomplice in the lobby, and crouched behind Miles' parked car at the facility's garage to tamper with his tires while he was on the court playing for the Hornets.
Wow.
The petition also claims that Michelle launched a cyber attack on him and his lawyer in the days following.
Good God.
He claims she created a fake phone number to send him a text with his home address to scare him.
Holy smokes.
Now, look, I think we've all had some relationships that didn't go the way we expected. And maybe they didn't have a graceful ending. Maybe you broke up with her a week before prom and decided to still take her.
That's done.
Brian. But I got to give Miss Michelle Johnson, if all of this is true, I got to give her credit. That's commitment.
That's crazy.
That's absolutely insane.
Kathy Bates
That is committing to the bit. If you're going to do it.
No. They're not
calling
this a bit.
There's a difference. No, this is not. Yeah, this is not a bit.
We are not
this
condoning any of this behavior.
Making a guy's life horrible because he doesn't watch her. Because he's done. See, that's it. You just got a clean cut.
Dude, sneaking into the facility to get to his car to tamper it.
That's the scariest thing ever.
While he's playing.
Crazy. Well, yeah. How is she getting in? And why did she need a hotel room nearby with an accomplice?
I don't know. She is the mother of his kids. So I think
she
probably
the
does
kids
get,
with.
Well, and she probably gets granted access. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, man.
All right, moving on.
Yeah.
Jeff Epstein's brother calls BS.
I just like that you called him Jeff, like you guys hang or hung.
Jeff.
Yeah, I'll stay.
Yeah, I can stay on that.
Who goes by Jeffrey? Anyway, Mark Epstein.
I go by King Joffrey.
Almost as bad as
yes.
Jeffrey. Anyway, Mark Epstein, the brother of the disgraced New York financier, says that the suicide note that was recently found is fake.
Duh.
Mark Epstein told Business Insider that he's seen the note, and he's not buying it, claiming it would be the easiest effing thing for a forger to whip up a fake one. The note includes a line which reads, "What you want me to do? Bust out crying?" Which references the Little Rascals, and Jeffrey Epstein put similar remarks in emails he sent Mark and others. Mark says all this proves is that a forger had access to the Epstein files, which they used to mimic his brother's voice in the forgery. He said, "It's public knowledge, it's in the email, so they stole it from me to make it sound like it was him." It's also worth noting the court documents indicate this note was sealed in 2021, long before the files were released.
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, does the handwriting match? You're his brother.
Yeah, that's the thing that I was thinking
about.
But
you can also,
you just look for that?
They could, but if they're not predisposed to look for it, they're just going to take it at face value and go, look, see, he did kill himself. Here's the note. No need to dig any deeper.
I know, but you don't even need to do too much analyzing. Like if I'm his brother and go, that's not his handwriting, or it seems a bit off.
Yeah.
You can just call that out like it is. That's my one question for Mark. What's the handwriting look like? Anyway.
I think the whole thing is very sus.
It is. Former Cy Young Award winner offers to pitch for free.
I'm a swipe.
Oh, you know I want to stay on this.
We're staying. Okay.
Well, duh.
Trevor Bauer is begging to get back into the big leagues. Trevor Bauer was the man who started to play with a drone and had a bit of an accident in the 2016 World Series.
Oh, right. Okay, I remember that guy.
That injured his hand,
yeah,
helping the Chicago Cubs win the World Series for the first time in 108 years and ruined Cleveland's chances and are now the most cursed team in baseball.
Cleveland does not rock.
It sure doesn't. So he's taking the social media to beg to get back into Major League Baseball.
All right.
He said, hypothetical, you're the owner of an MLB team. I offer to take $0 salary and sign a minor league contract and go to low A ball. If the he sucks now crowd is right and I get lit up, you cut me, you lose no money, and there's no risk to being in the big leagues. He said, if the clubhouse cancer crowd is right, you see it immediately at low A and cut me. You lose $0 and there's no risk.
Okay.
Parker's giving me 20 seconds, so I got to wrap up.
All right. Well, it would make sense, except you are then taking a spot from somebody who could potentially keep going.